Hey, everybody. Yes. Yes. Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, you're looking beautiful today. I love your outfit. How's it going?
Thank you, Jason. This is my favorite shirt for podcasting because the week I bought it, I wore it and then got paint on it from my daughter's birthday party. They were painting stuff for like a little kid's party, and I immediately got paint on it. So now it's a nice shirt with a giant paint stain on the front. So I wear it for work, which only my wife sees me at work. So it's a great shirt for that. But thank you. You can't see the giant paint stain, but it is a very nice shirt. So Jason, how's the weather up there in Oklahoma? Is it freezing? Because it's freezing here.
I'm not talking to you about that. So Chris, I want to start off today's episode by talking about Opteo. Opteo.com, Opteo.com. They are a Google Ads management software. Both Chris and I use it. We've been playing around with it for weeks now. We like it. We love it. We talk to the people that run it, and they take our suggestions. So they're very open to making the best Google Ads management software out there for Google Ads managers. One of the things we love about it is how they list out improvements. We've talked about how the improvements are prioritized from high to low. And one thing Chris and I both love is that they list all the improvements on one scrollable, concise page. So instead of having to get into every Google Ads account, look through all the different tabs, try to come up with what you should be doing, you can just go to that improvement page, see what the suggested improvements are, knock out the things that don't take a lot of time for a software to do, and then focus on the overall strategy. So we like how everything in terms of the improvements are in one place right in front of you, and we recommend you guys try it out. And Opteo has given the Paid Search Podcast listeners an extended 6-week free trial. This is more than anybody else gets. It's a 6-week free trial. Chris is so old, we don't even know if he's going to be around in 6 weeks.
That's true.
But you as Paid Search Podcast, it is so true, Chris. And I'm glad you can accept that and you handle it very well. You age gracefully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Opteo.com. If you go to Opteo.com/PSP, Opteo.com/PSP, on the right side of the page, you'll see a chat box come up, and that's where you can get your 6-week free trial. So we recommend you guys try it out. And we thank them for supporting the Paid Search Podcast. Now, Chris, very disappointed in you. We don't have any news, do we?
No. Well, you know, there will be some. Google hasn't changed anything super drastic, but we do have a review. We always have reviews to share because our lovely listeners share their thoughts about what they think about the show. And the 5-star reviews are my favorite, and that's what today is. Amazing education about paid search, 5 stars from Mr. BMHSR. Who knows? Anyway, Chris and Jason.
Who knows? That's obviously his initials and then senior. So his name is BMH, wow. And then the last thing is senior. How bad did you do on those standardized tests?
Wow,
it's called logical thinking, Chris.
That is so smart. I didn't even, I'm sorry, Mr. BMH Senior. That's
you like
amazing.
That? You
so
like
glad,
that, Chris?
So glad you're here. Okay, Chris and Jason make learning about search fun. I cannot believe how much information they give out for free. Also, I wonder how many times
Dude,
Jason says
I.
Chris's name in an average podcast. You've been accused of using a mind trick by saying my name over and over again, but I wouldn't put it past you.
Well, Chris, I wonder how many people end a sentence in English with a period and then a question mark.
That was a typo.
Because that's what Mr. BMHSR decided to do. So he's got questions about me. I've got questions about him. And we'll just leave it at that. But we appreciate your reviews on iTunes. We are somewhere, in the 160s. And I would love to be at 200. And you know why, Chris? Because if you look at some of those top marketing podcasts out there on
air
iTunes,
quotes, air
we're
quotes.
Creeping up on them in terms of review counts. So one of these days, we're going to get to play with the big boys. But for now, we're the little gem that everyone knows about. So beyond giving away a ton of paid search great information on these episodes, and we have a ton to talk about today in a very cool series we're launching, we also are here to answer your all's question. So if you have a question for us, you can go to paidsearchpodcast.com on the contact page. Call in, leave a voicemail. And Chris, I believe today we have a voicemail from Andre. So let's hear it.
Yes. Hi, guys. This is Andre from Slovenia. Well, first, I just wanted to say that actually I was surprised by your pronunciation of my name. It was pretty good. So you're allowed to use that. I was afraid you're going to call me Andrej or Andre, something like that. That's not cool. We're very far from Russia, just to clear that up. Anyway, and dwell time. This is actually a term that I heard from some SEO guy called Brian Dean. And it might come as a surprise to you, but not everyone in the world speaks English. So we have our own language, Slovenian. And in Slovenian, we say po prejšnjem času obiska, which is a bit different. Anyway, so I've been doing SEO for a while, and you don't have an SEO podcast, so I didn't listen to it, and therefore I couldn't screw up my rankings. Just kidding. And I've been doing pretty well. I have a lot of keywords that rank number one or number two in organic search. So the question is, for a small business with a small budget, is it worthwhile to invest into AdWords to have a number one or number two ad when you already have a keyword for that ranks number one in organic search? That's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, well, Andrew, thank you for your question all the way from Slovenia. And Chris, just to be clear, I think we've talked about, like, okay, if your brand is showing up number one, why would you want to have a brand ad? But this is different. This is SEO. This is a term like moving companies in Dallas, and you're showing up number one or number two organically. But now, should you have an ad on this regular search keyword as well? My answer for Andrew is yes. I think you should, because the whole point of Google Ads is that it needs to be profitable. So for SEO, it's a little harder to count the profit because you have to spend money up front on SEO, and then you get all those quote unquote free clicks organically, but there's still a cost to it, but it is profitable if it's done right. But then you can also make a profitable search engine marketing click at the top. And instead of getting one click, why not get more than one click, as long as they're all profitable? And if you Google, like, maybe something like Google search engine results, click through rate heat map or something like that, and go to images, you'll see that, like, yes, people do click on the one and two spot organically, but you know what? They also click on the ad. So someone might search and click on the top spot organically or the second spot, but they'll also click on the ads. People click on the ads. So I think you should be doing both. Like, that's, to me, the best approach. Show up as much as possible. Show up there organically. Do it profitably. Show up there on the ads and do it profitably. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, so Aubrey, I have a completely different opinion because of specifically one thing you said in your voicemail. You said that you had a small company with a small budget. My thought is this: you can do that. And if you did Jason's recommendation, I would certainly recommend exact match only. You know, go with the exact term that you rank and use exact match only. Be very specific. And then if you're concerned about budget and you're really struggling on your search impression share, in that case, I would suggest going after things you don't rank well for, just for the purpose of getting some diversity in your traffic and not putting all of your eggs in one basket. You know, Audrey, it's going to be important that you go after something that you don't get rather than putting all of them in there. So that's my thoughts.
Chris, one of the beautiful things about our relationship is that sometimes we can just
disagree
to disagree.
Yep.
And move on. But I think we gave two good perspectives, and you are a great listener, Chris. You focused in on that it was a small business with a small budget. So that's a great point. So I want to thank April for the question all the way from Slovenia. And if anyone else has a question, we'd love to answer them. PaidSearchPodcast.com on the contact page. And we thank you for sending your questions and we love answering them. So Chris, today we have big news. We are doing another build out. We did the Sweetums Dental.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. It's still relevant and still popular. The thing is, we have a new interface. We have new tools at our disposal, mm-hmm. and you and I both are growing all the time in our career. The audience has grown a ton. Not everyone has gone back and listened to that Sweetum series. So you know what? We thought it would be a great time to do another build-out series. And Chris, why don't you, before we kind of talk about this specifically, what we're going to do in terms of the industry and all that, why don't you talk about what else we're going to do besides just these episodes, how we're going to mix in YouTube and Google Sheets and show people exactly what we're doing here.
Yeah. So just like the old episodes, you know, we're going to go from scratch to a fully completed campaign. This is something that's been very popular for a long time. People have always referred to it when, you know, I talk to them on the phone or email or on Twitter or something. They always refer to our old build out from what, over 2 years ago, I think, is how old it is. So what we're going to do is this time we're even putting more effort into this. We're actually going to be sharing our screens and doing some companion videos along with our podcast episode. Okay. So here's the thing. Don't roll your eyes. I see, you know, you're thinking we're going to monetize this. No, this is completely free. Guys, we're going to record our screens for the first time ever and do a companion video to show you how we're doing this. And we're going to do it for free on YouTube. No paywall or anything like that. We're going to give this out. Yep. And in at the end of it, just like before, we're going to give you what we built at the end. We're going to give you a spreadsheet with all the details. You know, we may even do an export of a Google AdWords editor export so you can have the actual file of the build out. So it's going to be huge. We want it to be useful for people out there that are just like, I need to build an AdWords campaign. I need an example to look at. That's the purpose behind this, is to give you an example. If you happen to own a nursing home, assisted living, senior living company, you know, we're not recommending that you copy and paste this and run this. This is merely an example. And that, spoiler alert, that's what we're doing. We're doing a build out of a service company that offers nursing home, assisted living, senior living, and in-home care. And it's multiple markets, multiple areas. And Jason, as a wonderful actor that he is going to play the person that's providing the information. And I'll role play as someone who's answering and providing some answers to this. So I know it's often confused. Jason knows the answers to these questions. A lot of people think that Jason believed what he used to say about Skaggs and that he really thought that Skaggs was the only way to be successful in AdWords. Jason is a wonderful actor, so don't assume when he asks stupid questions that he is actually very uneducated about AdWords. Jason is the other half to my paid search pod. So please continue. I just wanted to set that notification ahead of time.
Chris, that's a great point. So yeah, let's get into it. So let the phone ring. I need some sound effects.
Yeah, oh, right. That's me. Bring, bring. Oh, hello. This is Schaefer PPC Marketing Company to the Stars.
Hey, my name's Jason. Chris, I've been listening to the Paid Search Podcast. You have a lot higher voice than I thought you did on the show. Like, I don't know, maybe on the podcast it sounds different. You do editing, but on the phone you sound a little bit like a little weenie guy, not like a guy that does CrossFit.
That's great.
But hey, thanks for taking my call. I need some AdWords help. Is that something you offer?
Yes, absolutely, Mr. Jason. I can definitely help you. So the first questions we go through is we need to know, what are your services, where are they located, and what's your budget? I mean, that's the trinity of what makes building AdWords
Chris,
campaign.
Chris, I appreciate that you've been doing this for years, but it's not that simple.
Oh, okay.
It's right. Not that simple. let me tell you about my business. So my name is Jason. I run a company called Big Daddy JR's Senior Living. A lot of my employees, they just call me Big Daddy. If we get to a level of comfort where you want to call me that, feel free. Until then, you can just call me Jason.
Right.
But yeah, Big Daddy JR Senior Living. And Chris, I don't know if you know it, but there's a lot of baby boomers out there. They're getting older. We're in a hot market right now. They're moving out of their homes. They're looking for different options. And we provide that. We provide it in the Lone Star State. So you asked me about my services and, you know, where we do them. Here's what we do. We offer nursing home space, which is like elderly people. They live in the buildings we have, but they're somewhat independent, Chris. They cook their own meals in their rooms. We do have like a shared meal space at the lobby floor, but they cook. They have kitchens in their rooms. They have multiple rooms in their apartments. Some couples live together. Some surviving spouses live on their own. They have can do full showers by themselves, clean their own rooms, all that kind of stuff. So that's what nursing home is. Mm-hmm. Assisted living, Chris, we also offer that. That is usually we have a nursing home building and then right next to an assisted living building. And the assisted living is where they're no longer able to live kind of semi-independently on their own in the nursing home. They need to kind of have help almost full-time, and that's the assisted living. So it's a little bit more like a hospital room. It's just one room. They have a lot more help, and they're typically older, and they could live for years there, but it is kind of like getting towards the end of their life. Now, taking a step back, Chris, we also have what we call our senior living division. These, again, typically we like to have real estate all in its similar space. So we have our nursing home building, we have the assisted living next to it, and then in the general acreage, the general areas that we own, we have premium condos. And this is full-on independent living, just like people live in their own homes, but they're condos, they're townhomes. You have a sense of community as a senior. We have a community center with the condos. People, you know, like the saying, we know our neighbors. It goes beyond that. It's like 100% you know your neighbors. You basically live as a community as you age. Some people are in their late 50s. Some people are in their 60s. Some people who stay healthy, Chris, are in their 80s. And we even have a few people in their 90s. Full independent living. It's just everything is close by. And we also have things like, okay, if you live in the premium condos and you do that for, you know, you buy your way in there, then you can reserve space when you need to go to the nursing home and assisted living. So it's kind of, everything's tied in together. That's our business model, but we have these premium condos, full independent living. And then our final offering, which I do want leads for as well, in-home care. So this is where people still live in their homes. People like you, Chris, you're probably like that person that says, oh, I'm going to live into my home until I can't. I'm never going to live in a community, that kind of thing. You're going to want to sit there, read your paper on your porch, do whatever you do in down in Texas, but you're going to want to be there till the end. People who need help in their home. So it's a little bit more expensive. It's a kind of upper income clientele who can afford that help, either coming part-time or full-time. So that's our fourth division. So just to recap, because Jason makes fun of you and says you're not that bright, but of course we all know you are. Nursing home. Chris, it's just a joke, Chris. I'm just a listener. I'm a fan, right. Chris. Take a joke. Sure. Yeah, I'm a fan. But we have nursing home, assisted living, senior living premium condos and community, and then in-home care, which is off our premises. We do business in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, and we're building up our facilities in San Antonio. So we're Texas based, and that's what we do. That's probably a little more information than you wanted to know. But Chris, tell me, can you help me?
Okay. Well, Mr. Jason, I definitely can help you. That is a very thorough breakdown. And what you've laid out is essentially four different campaigns. Now, you didn't mention where these were. Is this just in one city? Please note, where are these?
Well, it's another thing that fans love about you, Chris. You're a great listener, so I might have said where they are. But you might have been daydreaming about babes and boobs. I don't know what you do. But Chris,
did you say Dallas? Did I completely miss it?
Hey, you know what?
I don't even know.
I'm a powerful presence. People get a little overwhelmed when they talk to the big daddy. But Chris, we do business in Dallas. We do business in Fort Worth. And when I say business, we have our acreage. We have our nursing home, assisted living, senior mm-hmm. living condo mm-hmm. community, and we send people out into the communities with in-home care. We do that in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, and we are building up our capabilities in San Antonio, and I want to build there as well. So okay. We're Texas-based. We're in those five markets, and that's where we do business, brother.
Okay. All right. So what you have laid out is essentially a very large account build, okay? This is something that's going to require multiple campaigns, and the reason for that is because each of these areas would need to be controlled for budget. Each market is going to be need to be its own campaign, right? So the strategy is Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Fort Worth, Dallas. Each of those is going to need to be its own campaign because we need a radius. We need a target within each of those areas so that we can use words like nursing home availabilities or senior living apartments without the geographic term attached to it, right? So that would need, okay, need a campaign. In addition to that, we would need a campaign for those that are outside of that radius. So for each Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Fort Worth, Dallas, each one of those, we would then need an additional campaign for people outside of those areas that are searching for Houston, for San Antonio, for Austin. You know, if they're in New York.
Well, don't you want to ask the customer if they want that traffic?
Well,
Or do you just want to take over my campaign?
That's
for
just
me,
a
Chris?
Weird. The role play has somehow broken the fourth wall, and I am completely confused now. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but
I am a listener who does a Jason impression on the side. So
wow,
I know how much role playing you do in your life overall. So I know you've got it in you. So Chris, you know, ask me if I want that traffic. Let's get loose here.
Okay, Jason, do you want that traffic?
Good thing you asked that, Chris. So first of all, I don't want you, I've heard you talk about it on the paid search podcast. I don't want you narrowing down. I'm not that client. I don't want the little zip codes. When I say business in Dallas, business in Fort Worth, I mean people could live 100 miles away and they come and they know when they sell their home 100 miles away in an exurb, they can come to Fort Worth assisted living facility. So when we talk radiuses, Chris, I want big radiuses, and I really don't care if like we're in Houston and that goes over into Louisiana. I want big radiuses. Now, you mentioned national. We also do that, Chris. I want people searching about not only these markets, but since this is the primary population centers in Texas, I want people who also search for Texas. So I want people who search for a San Antonio nursing home, or no matter where they are in the United States. And I want people who search for a Texas nursing home, no matter where they are in the United States. And by the way, if I could do this myself, I would, but you're the great Chris Schaefer. I want to get this traffic. I want to get these leads. So yes, I want national leads as long as they're searching for about my five markets or about Texas.
Okay. So what we're looking at here is an account build out in excess of, you know, more than 10 campaigns. There's going to need to be definition between each geographic area and each service. So for a campaign like this, we're going to need pages for each location and a page for each service. We can't just send someone to the home page. So of course we would need each one of those. And the way that the build out would look from here is, you know, once we have these campaigns built, the volume of keywords, Mr. Jason, is going to be based on your budget. You have given me a plethora of services that you're advertising. And here's the thing about budget. My firm belief, now, if you called up Mr. Jason Rothman with Rothman PPC, he might ask for a very large budget, or he might be able to work with a small budget. I can't speak for him. He's not here. Maybe he'll join us on the
then
call.
Then don't bring me up. Then don't bring him up. Right, don't bring him up if you can't speak about him.
I know. Okay, sorry. I broke it. So my theory is this. I believe that a small budget, even for something as large as this, can still work. If you wanted to go below $1,000, we could still do that. But here's the difference. The way that I build the campaigns with a $1,000 budget is going to be very different from if we were doing an $8,000 budget. I'm going to be very precise. I'm going to use a minimal number of modified broad terms because I have to be very careful about the quality of traffic. If I literally can't afford to waste more than like one or two clicks a day on something that might be a little outside of my definite funnel and quality of traffic, I have to be very careful. So the number of keywords are going to be small with a small budget. It's perfectly acceptable, in my opinion, to build a campaign like this that requires a ton of campaigns, a ton of keywords, build it small and tight and have a very limited number of keywords and build the traffic from there with a small budget.
Well, Chris, like many clients you probably run into, I don't know what I want to do on budget. Chris, I got on this call, you know, not knowing if you were going to tell me I need to spend $100 a month or $10,000 or $20,000. And we got money coming in. But here's the thing. I want to prove it to myself. I want to prove it to my company. And I think I could start at about no more than $3,000 a month. So in the first month, I don't really care if you spend $1,500. I don't care if you spend $3,000, but if you spend $3,001, I will hunt you down and destroy you. I don't want you going over $3,000, but I don't care if you come a little under. But what I want you to keep in mind is that I have a big operation here. I'm really trying to grow. This is a big market. We've got rooms to fill. We've got real estate to fill. We've got condos to sell. Mm-hmm. And in-home care, Chris, I mean, that business model is people need in-home care. They pay a certain dollar an hour rate, and I pay my employees a dollar an hour rate that's less than that, and it's very scalable. So I can do that until the cows come home, as we say in Texas. So I want you to have scalability in mind. I want you to be ready. If I come to you after the first $3,000 works for the first few months at $3,000 a month, I want to be able to say, Chris, spend $15,000 this month. And you to be able to do that. So I want scalability in mind, but I'm okay starting at $3,000 a month.
All right. So that, Mr. Jason, I think that is an excellent plan. I understand. And we will definitely build something that is scalable and can reach high spend or work with a very small budget based on the profitability. So one last thing, let's talk about, what are your goals? Are you interested in phone calls, forms? Are you interested in what? What are your goals?
Okay, well, what I really want to do, Chris, is I've got this vision. We have this great profitable business of these four service lines I talked about. We have real estate, we have assets. But what I want to do is take all the money we're making, and instead of saving it for the future, I want to throw it into a Silicon Valley startup and make a senior living dating app for people who live on the same communities. And I want to blow all my... I'm just kidding, Chris. Come on. What are my goals? My goals are to make money from the businesses I offer. So you talked about leads, calls. Here's the thing with you AdWords people. And Chris, I've been through a few AdWords people in the past and they didn't get it, but I'm glad I'm working with you because you get it. You actually ask me what I want. And believe it or not, Chris, I worked with three managers in the past. No one asked me what my goals are. No one asked me specifically what I want. So I appreciate you asking me that because our business is a little different. You little AdWords boys and girls, you're always talking about phone calls. And a lot of times phone calls can be great. They're great for moving companies. They're great for plumbers, but I'm not in that business, Chris. I'm in a business where people are uprooting their lives and they're either letting someone into their home to bathe them and take care of them with the in-home care, or they're totally uprooting their lives, selling the home that they've lived in for 50 years and living in a new community with new people and new neighbors and all that kind of stuff. So this is a really big deal. It's a big financial decision. And it's more than that, even more than that, it's a big life decision for these people. And it can get emotional, Chris. It can get psychological because you're basically acknowledging, I cannot live on my own, and for a lot of our service lines. So it's a big deal. And because of that, we can't just have a phone call with someone. Like, and phone calls are okay, but I don't want to prioritize them because what happens is people call in, like the adult children, they call in to talk about options for their senior parents. And what ends up happening is they want to talk on the phone for an hour because it is such a big decision. But even if we talk on the phone for an hour, they're not going to want to make a decision until they actually come here and see the facility. So we don't prioritize phone calls. We'll take them if you can get them, but we don't want to prioritize them. We want to prioritize lead forms. We want lead forms because the way our lead forms work, they're simple, but we can get some basic information from people and those leads come into us. And then we have a sales team that can actually follow up on those leads. They can qualify them based on the information in the form. They can prioritize them, and then they can follow up with our best prospects. So we want lead forms. I want the great Chris Schaefer to bring in lead forms. My other goal, Chris, is I'm building a brand in Texas, okay? I've got money to invest. It's not just about the direct leads. I've got money to invest. This market is going to go on for years. We have millennials who are getting older. Some are in their 40s now. Their parents are getting older, and I want to reach those millennials, okay? When millennials think of senior parents that they need to get these services for, I want them to know about and think about my brand. So I want remarketing if possible, and I want YouTube. We have TV commercials already posted on our YouTube channel, and I want to take everything we're doing on TV and like triple down on YouTube. So building the brand, brand campaign on search, YouTube campaign, that's big for me, okay?
All right, so thank you, Mr. Jason, for your information. I will send my invoice over for $3 billion, and we will get started and in scene.
All right, Chris, well, thanks for... Oh, I want to hang up with you.
Oh,
Chris.
No. I hang up immediately.
When I role play hard and I role play deep.
I immediately hang up. I never say bye.
Do you not have any personal talk? Like, you want to tell me about, like, oh, Chris, are you in Texas? Do you want to meet up?
I don't have legs.
All right, Chris.
It's offensive that you would think I'd leave my home. I don't have legs. I only crawl on my arms everywhere. And it's very uncomfortable to crawl through gravel. And I'm surrounded by gravel. So it's offensive. Please.
Chris, my treat. We'll go out for a big...
Please lose my number. I'm highly offended.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you for taking my information. And I'll look for your invoice. And I thank you for taking on my account. I look forward to working with you. Big Daddy looks forward to working with you.
Big Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So... I'm so glad to be talking to the Jason Rothman.
I'm back.
Thank
goodness.
Could
everyone tell how great that acting was, especially on Chris's side?
That guy was intimidating. Well, he knew what he wants. Okay.
Creepy.
So here's the takeaway that we get from something like this. And this is the reason we go through this. And you say, guys, why the heck do I care about Big Daddy JR Senior Living Center? The reason you care about it is because we cannot build an accurate campaign and representation of a company without an understanding of what it is and what they do and what their goals are. Because we don't want to just say, hey, this is a senior, here's how to build a senior living campaign. It's entirely too objective to just a general idea. We need to be very specific. So if you listen closely, if you didn't skip through the whole thing, what we hit are four main things. We hit a list of services. We hit a list of where their locations were. We hit their budget and we hit their goals. Those four.
And that's it.
I said three, but actually that's four. Those four things determine every aspect and decision that we make. So, for example, listening to Mr. Jason talk about what his goals are, immediately we would eliminate call only ads. Right, we don't want to do call only ads. So when you look at this build, and you know, you think, well, why didn't you use call only ads? This is a service company for a local business. You know, call only would be great. The reason we did something like that is because of the goals of the client of the business. So that's we're mimicking this because we want you to ask these questions ahead of time of your own business. What are your goals, and use that to define the call to action in your ads, the type of ads that you use, you know, whether you're going to use remarketing or YouTube or search or display. You have to know what your end goal is and the type of clients that you want to reach.
Yeah, Chris, that's a great point. I think the main thing we've done on the Paid Search Podcast together for years now is we've taken what's important in Google Ads and we've simplified it and we've translated it to English out of the technical language. We've told everybody why things are so, what matters. And then the beautiful thing about it is that the things that matter are usually simple.
Yeah.
And so this whole episode is about talking about the business, talking about the goals before you even touch AdWords. Chris and I are not looking at a Google Ads account right now. You don't need to have one open. It's just talking about the goals beforehand. So whether you're a business and you're advertising for yourself, or you're a manager or an agency and you're doing this for other people, all you need to focus on before you actually start the build is services, what they offer, what they want to advertise for, locations, their goals, and their budget. And talking about those four things, they just guide every part of the campaign. I mean, think about all the build answers, Chris, and management answers that we came up with in this episode by just talking with the business owner. Like you said, we know call only's out. Like, we know we're going to have some kind of national campaign to target people searching about the location. We know 24/7 is an option because lead forms are so important. We know that he wants to run a YouTube campaign and build this brand, but we have a specific reason why to run the YouTube campaign, to focus on millennials. So just through talking with the business owner, what we're going to build out for this hypothetical person is so much better and so much more effective for their business than anyone just getting on Google Ads and typing in nursing home as a keyword and spending money. The results, the great results come because of things like negative keywords, things like phrase match, broad match modified, all that good stuff. But they also come from the business questions, the having a strategy stuff that's just totally outside of the account and nothing technical. So I think we accomplished that in this episode, Chris, and I'm looking forward to building it out. I think we have a good mix of like, we have a lot of services to target, but it's also kind of like very defined services. We have a lot of interesting things to build out. And on the upcoming episodes, we're just going to break down every topic, coming up with campaigns, coming up with the settings in the campaigns, keywords, ad groups, and all that kind of stuff. So, Chris, I'm excited. One final thing is maybe we'll look at Instapage or something because form fills are so important. Landing pages really do matter here. Having the correct page really does matter here. So we'll have to look at that as well.
Yeah. So when you listen to the next episode, what you're going to be hearing us talk about is going to be directly related to what was discussed in this video. We're going to be building a campaign based on those goals. And, you know, what we're going to be talking about is how we can build something with a ton of services, with a lot of volume, with, and we were talking about, what is it, five cities, millions and millions of people. I mean, these are big Texas cities. And we Texans like to click on ads, you know? I mean, that's what we do. People have part-time jobs. They're just clicking on ads around here. I swear, when I look at some of these clients I have, I'm like, who's clicking on these things? So it has to be part-time jobs. But it's something that we will build out piece by piece based on the budget that we have. And I think what's going to be exciting about this, last time when we built the old one a couple of years ago, we really went detailed on a huge number of ad groups because we had dentistry and we just had to be creative with all the different ways that people look for dentists. You know, there's only so many ways. So we had to be creative and coming up with a lot of creative ways to adding more keywords. Here, what you're going to see is the way that you take a ton of ways that people will be searching for these services and how you break those into campaigns and how you break those into ad groups. So the value is basically to see, you know, from this next episode is going to be structure, what that structure looks like for something so complicated that, you know, I literally filled up my entire note sheet for Mr. Jason's message.
Oh, okay, Chris. Let's just bring it up one final time. Let's talk about skags. Like,
you want to tell me
a local moving, a local dentist campaign, Chris, or a local moving campaign or a local roofing campaign. Yeah, skags won't get you in too much trouble in terms of management. Like, okay, like I can see how you can have 80 ad groups and they're all basically searching for the same thing and results are going to be fine. But imagine trying to skag this thing out
with
the five metros, with the national searches, with the four service lines. It's like, imagine if I told you, Chris, as the Google Ads manager, like 3 months into this campaign, hey, I really like what you're doing in Dallas and Houston. Turn off the other ad groups for the other cities, but I only want to target Dallas and Houston with assisted living and senior living premium condos. Instead of just looking through your 10 ad groups or whatever on each of the five or eight campaigns, whatever we have to build, now you're going to have to go through like literally 700 ad groups or something. So it just is an example of like the more complex a build and a business goals are. And in this case, they're slightly complex, but there's a reason for the complexity. Like it makes sense because I have different business lines.
Yeah.
But the deeper that kind of goes down that rabbit hole, the harder and harder it gets to not only build out skags, but to manage skags. So I think people, Chris, are really going to see the beauty of our kind of themed ad group style that we like to focus on and how it can scale up, how it can scale down, how it can go across different markets, different services, and still keep things focused, keep things tight and right, but also make things manageable. So I'm thrilled, dude. Like we got a lot to cover here. We're going to put stuff up on YouTube. We're going to put stuff up in descriptions. And I'll just take us out here, Chris. Opteo. We want to thank Opteo for sponsoring today's episode. They're going to sponsor this build series. It's going to be big and we appreciate it. They are a Google Ads management software. They help you do things quicker. They help you spend your human time on the harder things like strategy. And one of the things we like about their software is that the improvements are all listed on one concise page. You can just scan that page very quickly, make great improvements to your account all in one place. The people at Opteo are offering exclusively to Paid Search Podcast listeners an extended 6-week trial. That's two more weeks than everybody else. A 6-week free trial at opteo.com, opteo.com/PSP. A chat box will come up on the right side of the page, and that's how you can get your extended 6-week trial. So we thank Opteo for sponsoring today's episode and this build series. And Chris, we got the PSP Insider out there. Very soon we're going to be on 3 and 4 episodes, and we're really, really building something out there. So if you're a professional at this, if you want to be a professional, we recommend you guys check out the Insider page at paidsearchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, everybody. We're excited for this build, and we'll see you next week on the Paid Search Podcast.